Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
The S-CHIP program started back in the late 90s. It's the State Children's Health Insurance Program, and it's been popular not just among kids and their parents, but among pediatricians and hospitals and healthcare providers for a very long time. That program could face some serious changes as the House plans to repeal it in the new healthcare bill. We're joined now by Marion Wright Edelman. She's the president of the Children's Defense Fund and an advocate for disadvantaged Americans. Good morning, Marion.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Many people probably don't know what S-CHIP is. Could you explain exactly what this program does?
Yes, I can. It's the State Children's Health Insurance Program, and it serves working and moderate income families who are earn too much to apply for Medicaid or be eligible for Medicaid, but who could not get insurance. And millions of children have been helped, and it provides health benefits for about 7 million now, and we would expect it to add more. But President Obama signed it with much fanfare because it's a very popular and cost-effective program and successful program in February. But then the House turned around a few months later in their bill to abolish it, and we're now struggling today and tomorrow in the Senate to extend the State Children's Health Insurance Program until 2019 to improve it, building on best practices, until we can see what this new exchange, because they would turn all the CHIP children over, millions of them, into this new, untested, more costly exchange without cost sharing and cost benefit protections. And we know that parents will end up having to pay more for less. And so we want to keep CHIP until we can see that this new proposed exchange in national health insurance is safe and is going to be better than this currently successful, cost-effective program for working and moderate income families.
Okay. A lot of healthcare providers point to S-CHIP as an extremely effective program in making sure that children are covered with comprehensive insurance. The big weakness I see with S-CHIP is that it constantly has to be reauthorized. Every so often we go through this fight in Congress and we have to make sure that on both sides of the aisle people are going to vote for it, that it doesn't get weakened, and then that the president signs it. So isn't it a good thing to start talking about a way to find a permanent replacement for S-CHIP, something that does not have to be reauthorized every once in a while?
Well, it would be good, but Senator Casey is proposing to, at the moment, in an amendment, and that's what we want in the Senate bill, is to make it mandatory in every state for children, to make it so that it provides the same comprehensive benefits as Medicaid, to make it simple. And so the Casey amendment, which we hope that Majority Leader Reid will include, would take away that discretion of states in that way. It would make sure that every child, wherever they live, would be guaranteed care, comprehensive care under this successful program, and then we'll see whether whatever is offered in this exchange in 2019 is going to be better. But the Casey amendments would do what we want to have done, and that's what the Senate should do, that's what the House should do, and millions of children should not be left worse off rather than better off, and the Casey amendment would help that be accomplished.
All right, Marion Wright Edelman, it's always great to have you on the program, president of the Children's Defense Fund. Let's get into that wait-and-see issue that you raised both in Celeste's first question and right there. Would you favor, then, a set of legislative triggers that basically we go into a health care reform package with the exchange program in place, but if certain triggers aren't met, that we would revert back to S-CHIP and that sort of strategy?
Well, I just want to keep S-CHIP until we see how the exchange works. And Senator Rockefeller put in an amendment, and the Casey amendment would do the same, to keep CHIP until 2019. In 2016, you would have a study to see how this exchange is working, to see whether it's going to be better than CHIP, to see if it's going to be a safe place and provide more cost-effective benefits for children. And then we will determine in 2016 whether in 2019, but right now, under the House bill, they would end on 2013, go into this thing that is untested on 2014, and so we want to delay this. Look at it, have the Secretary of Health and Education study the exchange, we'll have experience with it, and then we can determine whether an improved and extended CHIP program is going to be better than the exchange, or whether the exchange may be working effectively. So we don't want precipitous action. We want to build on what works and that can be made better, and I think that is what we hope that the Senate and the final health reform bill would do, because otherwise it is our estimate that millions of children who are now in CHIP are going to end up worse off rather than better off, and that would be a tragedy on a national health reform.
One of the concerns of your organization is you're afraid that if these kids get rolled under the exchange, that if the parents are low on cash, don't have a lot of disposable income, and are shopping the exchange, they're going to choose low-cost insurance to pay more out of pocket. They're going to have something that doesn't have a lot of benefits and doesn't cover enough. Is that the concern?
That's one of the concerns, but the bigger concern is that there is no protection for parents. It's going to be high. The insurance companies, and this is going to be driven largely by insurance companies, don't have the same kind of limits on what they can charge parents on premiums and on co-pays. And we know when you increase co-pays, and it's very clear from the actuarial studies that have now been done, that it will be far more costly, and you'll require parents to pay more, and that means that fewer children will be insured. And so what we don't want is to take people out of a program like CHIP, where you have a maximum of less than 2% of what they can be charged, and put them into something where they could be made to pay 3, 4, 5, 20 times more, because there are no limits on what the insurance companies could charge parents.
So basically, with this issue, it's crucial that the government be the one that controls what's covered and what's not, rather than leaving this up to the vagaries of the market and to what parents can afford?
When it comes to children and parents at the moment, and when you have millions of children who are uninsured and working families, we must not break and destroy something that works, that is cost-effective, and move them into something we don't know how it's going to work without any protections for children and for families. Let's wait and see. Children need to be protected. We protect through Medicare our seniors. Children need the same kind of health safety net, but don't take away something that works to put it into something that we don't know okay. will work and that may not be as effective and will cost more and will result in fewer children getting insurance.
Okay, Marion Wright Edelman is the president of the Children's Defense Fund. Coming up, we will talk about another government program, student loans.